Yeah, and you would think the song is written just for this moment.
Yeah, and it wasn't. No. Like, it just... Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis. And we are not experts in music or videos.
Welcome back. Welcome back, and I'm in. Finally, our great return.
Season 11.
Yeah. God, you know how many emails I've gotten?
None.
I did clear out the email today. The music video.
You got
video.
Into it?
Yeah. So I did. I got into it.
Wow. It's
another one of my missions today. The Music Video Night Podcast at Gmail. Email us.
Yes, email us.
The Music Video Night Podcast.
At gmail.com. I love it.
All right, cool.
We've been locked out of it for like a year.
We have. We did it. But luckily, there was a few emails I had to sort through, you know, a bunch of trolls.
Sure.
There are none. No. Okay, so it's fine. And now we have started this new season, which we have decided is just for us. We picked whatever we wanted to, emotionally tied to the videos we are investing our time into this season, and we got out of 2004.
Yeah, a no-theme season.
Yes.
I guess
it's a light theme.
The Jared and Travis
It's just theme. Our season for us.
This is going to be fun.
Yes, and we don't have to talk about the last season. Didn't happen.
After season 10, this is what we need.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
It is. Thank you for my birthday gift.
Of course.
Those of you watching, you see my big bottle of Gentleman Jack over here.
Yes.
Big whiskey fan. Love it. Thank you so much.
Of course. And first time I think we've ever recorded on a birthday.
We recorded on your birthday once, didn't we?
I don't know. It's always close.
You opened up a gift. I don't know.
Maybe that's
true. I don't know if it was on your birthday, but you did open up a gift for me on podcast. Let's talk about our scents of the day. Yeah. I've got Tom Ford.
Oh.
Eau d'Ombre Leather.
Yeah, Eau d'Ombre Leather. That's it.
Okay. It is, leather and vanilla.
Yeah.
A little smoky, like campfire.
A little.
Scent to
it.
Yeah, really
good. That's the third release of Ombre Leather. That's their newest one
from
in that collection. Mine is the Frederick Malle Heaven Can Wait, which I got as gratis, actually. Got a little freebie from the company for Christmas. Love it. Love it. It's cloves.
Yeah,
cloves and
so
cinnamon.
Good.
Manly. Mm-hmm. At first, gets so I love it. Usually, a shot in the dark when you get free stuff. Oh. That's really good.
Yeah, that smells... It smells better on you than it did just a second ago when I took a little whiff out of the bottle. So, very good.
And now... It's time to begin.
Season 11, Episode 1. What are we covering, Jared Cothrell?
We are doing a loose episode today. We are covering Bruno Mars and his performance at the 2012 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, the song Young Wild Girls.
Yes. Which, by the way, we've been calling it Young Wild Girls for so long. The actual name of the song is just Young Girls.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
Yeah. We're gonna keep wild in it.
Yeah, we're gonna keep saying Young Wild Girls.
Yeah, Young Wild Girls.
But if you go to search for it, it is actually called Young Girls.
Don't need that.
Yeah,
just move on. Background information. Again, I said it's 2012. This is in New York City. There were other performers for the night. I believe it was Justin Bieber
and Rihanna.
And Rihanna, yes. Mm-hmm. And let's just go ahead and say, who gives a shit?
I mean, of the three. The other two were bigger stars at the time, but Bruno kills it.
Yeah. Yeah, and even to this day still, they're bigger stars.
Sure.
But this was Bruno's...
It was his moment.
Moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was already very famous. I mean, it's not like he was a nobody.
No,
like,
fine. This wasn't a moment for him in stardom. This was just his moment.
Yeah.
In his personal life, this is one of his best moments.
Now, I forgot. I didn't go back and research on, just in case. We've covered Amy Winehouse live.
Yes.
Is that the only other live one?
That is the only other live
one. Okay. Making
you
sure.
have been trying to creep them in,
mm-hmm.
and I was adamant that we not do it for a long time, and then we did Amy Winehouse, and now I have laxed a little bit.
What do you mean you've laxed? Oh, let
on
it.
Doing live performances.
Sure, and it's the same with dance videos. Like, we're open because the argument here and could always be that this is not a music video.
Correct.
But
it so is.
Is.
Yeah.
It is a music video. And I'll give a little background information. So we don't research, but because it's a live performance, I gave myself a little leeway to like mess around a little bit.
Yes.
Because some things I wanted to know first. Did Bruno Mars write this song?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
With several people.
I assumed.
Yes. And there is no music video for this. Official music video. But he said there was one coming out and they were working on a music video. And then this came out. And then never put out a music video.
And you don't need to. I did find like something that said official music video, but it's literally just a record.
Yeah, it's spinning. Like the audio.
That's all it is.
Yes. So I think that they were teasing that this is going to be the official music video.
This is all you need.
Yeah. And I think if it wasn't a live performance, this still could be a music video. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. So yeah, that was a little background information. He did write it because I think that's kind of important to this.
Yes.
Okay. So, is there anything we want to get started on? I did not look up any of the models' names.
I have all of them. Do you want them?
So I did write down how many there were. Did you write them down in order?
I did. I wrote them down in order.
Okay, so we'll do that in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. All right, great. Any background on this? Had you seen this before I showed it to you?
No.
Okay.
Matter of fact,
tell us your story on this video, because there is one. I know. I remember.
There is one. This was early in the you introducing me to a music video night,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that you and your wife had done previously to us starting this podcast. And there are a few songs that stick out in my memory of, holy shit, this is a great idea. And this is one of them. And we're covering another one of them this season, too.
Okay.
So very excited. But yeah, this made me go back and watch so many Victoria's Secret shows.
So I remember that differently. This is not the story I expected you to tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a time where I watched it when we were not doing a music video night.
Okay.
And this that's is the story one. That you're thinking yeah. about.
That you watched it and you're like, this is nothing. This I don't care nothing. About this.
Yeah, yeah. Terrible. So guys, there's a difference. If you're just watching it to watch it, you're not going to get a whole lot out of it?
I disagree, because I still did.
Okay.
But which made me watch it during music video night, which then elevated it, yes.
Yes.
But there is something to be had. But Travis did not, he was like, I don't care about that. This is one of the reasons he didn't want to do live performances.
This is exactly why I didn't want to do them. Until we did a music video night where I was inebriated and realized how fantastic it is.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you got there.
Yeah. So yeah, now I appreciate it, sober or not.
Yep. Great. So you had heard, does the song have anything to do with anything for you?
No.
I'd heard it.
It is a good song.
Yeah.
It really is. His vocal performance is very surprising here.
Okay.
Because it's not like most what you hear on the radio, just completely edited to make it sound really, really good. This is a raw performance.
With it's a piano.
Very surprisingly good.
Yeah. And so. Violins. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's... And it's a beautiful set, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's a Victoria's Secret model show. It's
yeah.
What more could you want?
So I'm with you. I did go and watch a few Victoria. I skimmed a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't. Maybe I didn't have the time to invest to see if any were great. But I think there are many things specifically to this that make his great versus like some decent or fine performances.
There are a lot of good performances out there. This one tops all of them that I have seen so far.
Agreed. Okay, so, cool.
And I'll also say this is, so they do the Victoria's Secret in like segments. This is segment 5.
I got the timestamps here.
Okay, and the name of the segment.
Okay.
Which was, Silver Screen Angels.
Okay.
Is the name of this segment.
Because there's two. There's a main one that pops up, which is just a very bad quality video of this. And then there's the full show.
Okay.
Which I watched one that was an AI upscaled one. Did you watch that one?
I did not.
It came out like within the past year.
Okay.
And the timestamp was 32:20 to 36 minutes.
Good.
So if you, if you want to skim the whole thing, that's fine, but this is how you get to this one specifically.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Where do we start?
I'll just start with, we'll come back to the Amy Winehouse part. Because that is something. Yeah, we have to compare it to the only other live performance.
Yep.
All right, so I think we'll get some silly stuff out of the way first. I'm going to go through because I rated every performance of the Angels.
Oh, did you?
I don't know their names.
Okay. I'll give the names as you give the performance, as long as they're in order.
They are. 1 through 10.
Perfect.
So, this is not me rating how hot they are, because that's not what we do here.
No.
This is me rating how they did in the atmosphere.
Love it.
Great. Okay, number one is...
Lindsay Ellingson.
6.5.
Very first lady to come out with the... 6.5. I agree.
I think that's actually hers.
Yeah, that is.
We're like exactly on time.
On the screen right now.
All right.
The biggest angel wings of the crew.
Okay. Her angel, her wings, big. All right, number two, what's her name?
Number two is Soo Hee.
Three.
Yep, agree.
Okay, Soo Hee.
Question, is it partly because of the outfit, or is it all on them?
I'm all energy.
Okay.
Their outfits are stupid. Number three.
Dotson Crows.
Five.
Ooh, I'm five. A little bit higher. I'm a little bit higher.
Okay,
than
so
that.
I will also say that I went through this list one time. I did not go back and forth to compare to everybody.
Okay.
So I did as quick as I could.
I'm going to say 5'9".
5'9", great. Okay, number
next,
four.
Hillary Ronda.
Seven.
Seven for, ooh. Okay, that's I'm fine with
okay.
it.
Okay, number five.
Bergie Heinen.
5.5.
Yep, agreed.
Okay, cool. And I think she's out right now. Yeah, this is her.
This is her?
Yep. Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5.
Okay. They'll get you with the smile at the end. That's the trick. That's the trick.
The smile is really good. Number Cameron six. Russell.
Number six, Cameron Russell. Four.
Four?
Yeah. Look at this walk.
So, the walk is not great, but I think it's partly because she has to keep her hands on her hips the whole time.
They all have to fight their outfit.
Yeah, and I give it a little bit to that, but she does have one of the best smiles at the end.
At the end. At the end.
I say that. Maybe not. Yeah, all yeah. right, I agree.
Okay. Who are we on, number six?
Joan Smalls.
Four. Wait, is that Joan?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Maybe
it's,
I said
it's
six, then.
Higher than a four. I'm going to say
I said six.
Yep,
six. Four was before. Right. She's six. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I got behind.
Then you have Magdalena Frekowiak.
Okay, this is the blue, the skinny
yes.
one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also four.
No.
Lower?
No.
Oh, okay.
Slightly higher, not the best walk, 4.5.
Okay. She's just trying too hard.
She is. That at the end is not great.
All right, number nine.
Lily Donaldson.
Lily Donaldson. There she is. 6.4.
4.2.
Oh, didn't like her. Didn't
nope.
like her.
She does have a great smile.
Smile just got me,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, smile's great.
And then, of course,
Miranda
10.
Kerr.
Miranda Kerr, 9.
10. 10. Holy jeez.
I gave her a 9 because she tried to find her mark. I had counted off 1 point for her looking down, finding her mark. That was all.
Fair, but
you can't.
Yeah,
I mean,
10.
She obviously is the winner. All right, cool. That was it. I'm glad we did that.
Me too.
It was so fun. Fun and stupid. Okay. Also now, since we have hit our two stars, Bruno Mars and Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
I sent you an interview.
You did.
Pre-show interview.
I am so glad that you did. Mm-hmm. It sheds so much light. You don't need it. But
you don't
it
need
sheds
it.
So much light on what is happening during this show.
Yeah, so a little background on that. Miranda Kerr, one of her idols was Bruno Mars.
Really? Well, yes. You can tell.
Yeah.
Because she is hardcore flirting him up during this interview. It's a backstage interview that they do, I'm assuming, before the show.
Yeah.
Has to be, right?
Yeah. I think the day before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, she is...
She's after him.
She is laying it on thick.
And... Bruno Mars, the coolest guy in the world. He is doing it. He's not, like, giving a lot back to her. He's, like, self-defacing. He's, like, making fun of himself, giving it back to her, like...
But he's also doing... Like, he sings.
He knows
sings
exactly
that,
what he's doing.
Oh, my God.
What a professional.
So good.
Master class in flirting, guys. And that's both of them.
Yeah.
They both are doing the peak of their powers.
Yes.
Two of the most attractive people, probably, on the planet right there.
Sure.
Charismatic people. Giving it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. You immediately know what happened after this.
We think. No, we don't want to say that. We can speculate. But I think at the time she was married to Orlando Bloom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, for shame.
I think
he wasn't happy with that.
No, he was like, babe. That's what led to the divorce, right?
Was I'm hoping that what I think happened,
yeah.
because
if,
they both earned it.
If it didn't happen, I agree it's a shame.
It is.
It should have, and everyone should be fine with it.
Yeah.
No matter
should.
Who was with who.
That's how good the interview is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Okay, cool. That was it. Background on that.
That's good. I do want to point out, and there was a couple things I did look up. Okay. Because you can see clearly that Bruno is on a little pedestal, a little
okay, stand
higher rise than the rest of the okay. people.
Yep.
Which had to be a conscious decision. Mm-hmm. He's 5'5".
Yeah.
The average angel is 5'10".
Okay, good info. All right, cool.
So
they beefed him up a little bit.
They beefed him up. They put him up on this little stepping stool.
Yeah. He didn't have to climb them.
Because he is way shorter than these women.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad you said that. It's a good fact. I didn't really notice. It also works as, like, a performer would be on a pedestal, so that makes sense.
And I'm okay with it because it would kind of throw you off if he's just standing flat-footed on the ground mm-hmm. and these very beautiful tall women are just walking past him. Mm-hmm. It puts a little bit of an awkward spin on it. They had the consciences to say, hey, let's get you a high chair.
Yeah, we got you, buddy. We got you.
It's really good.
Yep, I like it. Was that it?
That was it on that.
Okay, I got this. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about Bruno Mars then. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about the pre-interview. In here, there are so many lines that he walks that are flawless during this, okay?
Okay.
So, and I'm going to base it just on this show because there's the Justin Bieber performance that I watched, mm-hmm. Who is like hamming it up.
Sure.
And it's Rihanna too. Takes away from them.
Well, and this is 2012, right?
So 2012.
12 years ago.
12 years.
How old?
He's still very famous at that point. He's already...
Who are we talking about? Bieber?
Bieber and Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. No, but much younger versions of them, right? They're kids.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
They're very young. Yeah, he's probably 18, if.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. So he acts like an 18-year-old.
He does.
Yeah.
And Rihanna is much younger too, but also still very famous at this point.
Super famous.
But they both are, Bieber more so, maybe in it for themselves a little bit. They take the stage. They're getting a little of the attention. It may not be like obvious. They are still performers, so sure. Bruno Mars is not.
No, but he also does do his performance because he does another song. During this show, he does
Locked Out of Heaven.
Locked Out of Heaven,
mm-hmm.
And he does perform
a little more ham.
Oh yeah.
So then even better for this. He knows what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because the song is about the young wild girls.
It is.
It's and this guy that's having a hard time with them, and he is doing his best to not be engaged with them, and he doesn't come across as creepy
at all.
He's so professional, and you feel the longing in his voice. Like, it's such a good vocal performance that he doesn't break until Miranda Kerr.
Exactly.
That's what... It makes it such a good peak, like a good pinnacle.
And it makes you wonder if they hadn't done this fantastic interview the day before, does that moment happen?
It's good. No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Right?
Now, if it did, it would still be her instigating it.
By the way, the moment that we're talking about and where he breaks at the end is she reaches out to him when she's walking back to away from the stage and reaches out to him and he reaches out to her and they kind of just barely touch hands. Yeah. It's
magic.
Perfect.
I cried the first time I saw it. And today I did. Yeah. Really? I didn't like bawl, but I teared up.
It's
so good.
It is really good.
Because it's also with... It's so important that they touch, not that they grip or hold hands.
Yep.
It is the song of he can't hold on to these young guy girls. She just touches him and goes on, and that's his whole life, and that's what the song is, and it's the perfect encapsulation of this song, of this video, of this moment.
Yep, agreed.
Amazing.
It is.
I think I had something else. Oh, also, so before I knew that he wrote the song, that's one of the reasons I looked it up, is did he write it? Because... If he didn't, there's no more perfect situation for this song to have been written. Uh-huh. He wrote it before.
Yeah, and you would think the song is written just for this moment.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
No.
Like, it just, there's the, what is it, Kismet? What? I think Kismet, like, the chances of all these stars aligning that he wrote a song, he's the one they chose, and then they put it together. Yeah, there's not a song, I don't think, that could be better for this.
No,
There's fun songs that they can go out to, but...
There's lots of great songs that are done. I think the year after this, Fall Out Boy was there with Taylor Swift or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Good songs and all, but none of them match the emotion, the time, the scene, all of that as well as this song does for this show.
Yep. Yep.
This wouldn't work in a regular fashion show.
Okay.
It's got to be a lingerie show, right?
It almost has to be... I see what you're saying, and stop me if I'm on the wrong train of thought here. It also has to be performed.
Yes.
We need to see him.
Yep.
Like, the song is good, and it would still work. You'd still get the idea, but to see him and hear the soulful live performance of it makes it.
Yeah.
It makes it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, great.
You'll get no disagreement from me today at all. I don't think.
Yeah, I just put, it's the perfect example of Life and the Girls. It's electric, touch the fingertips, got it. Can't hold on to it. It all works so great. Well, that's good. Boom, boom. All right, got that. Anything else? You got some notes?
Just little notes that help make this so good is, and when you watch a lot of the other performers from a lot of the other shows, they are always decked out in costume.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno is...
This is how he dresses.
Yeah, this is how he dresses. Yeah. This is normal. He's not... He doesn't make the attention about him through... The way he looks, it is strictly a vocal performance.
Yeah, he lets them have it as it's their show. He should.
He does.
It's great. That's
exactly what happens.
Okay. Also, I put as far as videos goes, performances go. You could argue any live performance could be timeless. This is timeless.
Sure.
You could put this any. I don't follow like lingerie trends. Like I think a lot of Victoria's Secret outfits are very silly. I'm not into what they do.
I get it. Wait,
you know what I mean?
We don't really... Okay, as men, we don't want to see these outfits in the bedroom.
Not really.
No, we don't. But they're just doing it for fashion. Yeah,
it's a spectacle.
Yeah, it's just... That's all it is fashion. And if you understand fashion, you understand why they're doing it. It's not for sex appeal reasons or whatever a lot of people think it is. Because, yeah, no, I don't want wings in the bedroom.
No.
How ridiculous would that
be? It's crazy. But the point of it is, like, maybe if you watch this with a fashion eye, you could be like, oh, this was around 2012. This was 2010s. I don't know that. And so for me, this is very, it does lend itself to a timelessness because of the subtle performance, because of the music. It could be from whenever.
It could be from tomorrow. It could be from 20 years ago as opposed to 12.
It works.
It's so good.
Okay. Okay.
13. We're in 2025
now.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. Golly. Unfortunate. Also, ooh. I put, which this maybe is just too on the nose for the song, but it could work because I'm speaking from almost 40 years old, and you are speaking from closer to 40 years old as of today.
Yeah, thank you.
That you can watch this. So if we watch this in 2012, we would also watch it with different eyes than we are watching it at our age. Like, you would relate to a different... We might look at it...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We might see it as Justin Bieber if we were his age. Like, oh, look at these hot girls. I'm chasing them. It's fun. Bruno Mars is singing it like, man, I can't stop this. I want to, but I'm messing up my own life. And then if you get even older, I wrote down, this gave me like Vegas vibes, where you could be a very old man. Like,
and still appreciate it.
And still be chasing those same these same young girls, but you have money and you've only paid for the sex ever. And you know they're only flirting with you for money, and they know you know, but it's a game you're playing, and you can still say, man, these girls are going to kill me. Like, it's the same thing, but it's all different points of your life to where watching this would affect you differently.
Yeah. I don't know if at the age of 18, when Bieber probably was during this, if I would have appreciated it as much as we appreciate it now. And I say that because there's a scene of Justin Bieber backstage during the show when the girls are walking by him, and he is just the biggest shit grin, pointing at them, just looking like the horniest 18-year-old you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
And that's not how I look at it.
No.
Right?
No. This is not horny to me at all.
No.
No, it's not. It's beautiful. It's a very it's an elegant thing to watch. And I also think, and we could be wrong because he is still Justin Bieber, but I feel like these girls wouldn't give Justin Bieber the time of day.
Probably not.
But Bruno Mars, yeah.
For sure.
He gets a shot because he's respectful and he's a man, whereas Justin Bieber's like...
which is nothing against Justin Bieber because we were all 18, and at 18, none of us would have had a shot. not a single person.
No, probably in no 18-year-old on the planet would have a shot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No one their age is going to be able to get them.
It's not a Bieber thing. It's an age thing.
Yeah.
I think you have to be a little bit older than that to appreciate what is happening in this live performance slash music video.
So it's also safe to say, I think that, I mean, we did our little silly rankings over here, but you do, I a lot of times find myself trying to watch Bruno Mars more than the models during this. Miranda Kerr aside, of course, but like all the other ones, like, great looking, but I don't really care. They're not drawing me in most of the time. Their smiles, oh, well, that's a little spark of something.
Yeah.
But they don't have it the whole time. Just Bruno Mars does.
Sure. Yeah. He knows his role. The only thing distracting are the two guys next to him.
They're trying so hard.
They're trying to be so still.
Yeah.
It's too still.
Yeah.
Like, move a little bit, brother.
They are very nervous. They're very nervous. But they also don't have pedestals, so maybe it's hard. Right. They are much shorter than these women.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's so good.
All right.
We're old.
We are, dude, yeah.
We're so old.
Okay. I got this. Oh, I got this. Okay. I said all that. Next. This is where we talk about what the podcast is about as far as music videos go.
Okay.
Because we did slightly discuss that. We can throw on What Would You Change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a little bit you could. So
I think I just named the one thing, is the two guys.
Oh, fix them somehow?
Yeah, fix them somehow.
Okay. Just give them something else to do, like not be so nervous, or like a little dance move, like an Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, or I'd really just rather have them standing behind the piano player.
Okay.
Just standing right there, because they are doing background vocals. They do have a purpose for being there.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just look right there next to him.
They look very uncomfortable.
They look very uncomfortable. Very still, very... Yeah. And I get it, because they're trying to be mindful of the moment that they're in.
Yeah.
But it's distracting slightly.
It is. They almost look like they're students or somebody who, like, good singers who won a contest to be sing with Bruno Mars, and then they threw them at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, and they're like, oh my god, like, they're so nervous.
Yeah, they need to be more of a background placement, and then they're not so distracting.
Yeah. So. Sorry, guys, we don't hate y'all.
But what else did you have? Did you have something else that?
So. For as far as a music video, because again the lyrics match this content so well that it's the music video for this, and they might have played it. But I also think you could do for Bruno Mars's purposes of the song. Every time a model comes out, you give a little flashback of them having a date or them having a past love and it slipping away, like him going out with all these girls and doing all these moments where they're ruining his life.
That turns it into a legit music video for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and you and not like, not sexual escapades, anything like that. Just these little moments where they're having fun and then something goes wrong. And you don't have to do it with all of them, maybe two of them.
Sure.
And just that would make it, it's a music video then.
Yeah, that makes it a music video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now there is a story, but it's a story.
Oh, it's just like literally.
You don't get to the last 5 seconds, right? The rest of it, there's not a story. It's just being reverent of the moment.
Yeah, I also don't know if this part is true, but I think this might have been Miranda Kerr's last show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which makes that moment even more something. I don't know that. I couldn't find that, but I think it was.
That would be a shame, too.
another little magical thing. And they hit the slow motion at the very end with her, and she's the only one that gets it. She's the last one,
yes. Of course.
But, yeah, so good. Okay, now.
Well, you know what's another interesting thing, and since we're talking about them, of those models, only three of them were angels.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I think it's Miranda Kerr. It's the dark-haired one.
It's the first lady that comes out.
Okay.
The third one that comes out. So Lindsay Ellingson, Doubtson, Krauss, and Miranda Kerr, the last one.
Okay.
Those are the only three angels, which I almost looked up, what does it take to be an angel? What does that mean?
But
I'm just sure it's a status as far as how many shows you've
just,
done.
You're elevated.
Whatever.
Yeah, you just... And I can't... I mean, who were they? Like, I know Miranda Kerr, Adriana Lima.
Sure.
And there was that brown-headed chick who I thought was this one, but I don't think it is. And
one of them, Adam Lambert, was dating at the time.
Okay. Or is married.
No, Adam Lambert. Yeah.
Divine.
Adam,
Divine.
Yeah, Adam Lambert. There you go. Divine. Sorry.
Levine.
Levine. Grief. That's okay. Sorry, we're butchering your name.
We're not experts. Yeah, I don't know who they are. Levine.
Good grief. We messed it up like six times in a row.
You know what? Because he's a dick. I thought about that, though. No, I'm glad you brought that up, because I thought about, all right, Maroon 5 performing here. I was like, no. Oh. He's such a dick. Like, he would... I wouldn't like him here.
Yeah, okay, wait. What makes him a dick? I didn't know he was a dick.
Well, hey, he's like cheated on his wife. He's been caught. Did he? Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
so I don't know any of that.
Sorry about the celebrity gossip on this show. But also, I feel like he's the type of guy to me that feels like I'm gonna hook up with these girls. Like, he feels like it would be obligation that they do.
And he probably could.
I don't like it. Bruno sure. Mars, they should. He's earned it.
He did earn it here.
Yeah, agreed. That's the one I thought was the other one. The Bruno.
Nope. Yeah, she's not.
Okay. Next. Okay, here we go. Here's my controversy that I can bring up.
Okay.
Because now it's time for the showdown for me.
Okay.
For this versus Amy Winehouse. Okay. Yes. All right, so the quickest way I could sum it up, and we can get more into it later.
Okay.
This is better as a music video.
Yes.
Okay. And you could... It's better as capturing the moment of the song and the pinnacle of everything combined makes this a better music video.
It is a better performance.
No. Well, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Amy Winehouse wasn't a performance.
It was.
It was just Amy Winehouse.
It was. That's the difference. So I put Amy Winehouse as a better performance, but I put Amy Winehouse as a better encapsulation of her.
Exactly.
This is a better encapsulation of the song.
Correct.
So they're both great for different ways. This does let us have some insight into Bruno Mars, but he's still doing a show well.
Yes.
Whereas Amy Winehouse is not doing a show. She's just pouring herself out.
Yep.
Realistically.
Yeah, I mean, that's her in her state of mind, completely trashed.
Yeah.
On something, we presume. Obviously, she's drunk. We know she was an alcoholic at the time. But yeah, that is just her being her, mm-hmm. and it is wonderful. It is fantastic that she can get through that entire song as well as she does, being that fucked up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
because it's obvious from the second that song starts how trashed she is,
mm-hmm.
Which makes it wonderful.
Yeah, which both of them are the when they touch hands, boom, right there. That's the capture of one form of human experience. And when you see Amy Winehouse like drifting off and looking to the side and just like performing, that's another totally different human experience.
Yes.
So you have magical moments. I think, Travis, I don't remember our scores, but who wins? Which one is better?
Which one do I watch? I'll just tell you this. Which one do I watch more?
Okay.
This one.
Okay.
So I think this one's better.
Okay. That's a fair way to analyze it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I've watched Amy Winehouse one more.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Yeah.
And the reason being that this is good and we have the background and we feel it, but there's a lot of it you could cut.
Sure.
And Amy Winehouse's is more like you watch her the whole time and it's like she goes through so much more and you can't take your eyes off. Whereas this, we watch some models walk.
Yeah.
And whatever.
They each have a pinnacle moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And in the Amy Winehouse one, it is this certain look that she gives to the camera. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think we timestamped it.
Where that is the epitome of the whole video.
Yeah.
And whereas this one is the very end, obviously, when they touch. But they're both great. So saying one is better than the other, that kind of hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Scores will tell us for sure.
I'm scared about it. I'm scared to score it.
Yeah, I don't remember, and I don't want to know until after this season.
Okay. All right, fine. Oh, I didn't hit the mic. Okay, is there anything up there? I'm blinded by this light. Can you see? Is there anything up on our board that we need to hit for this that can be applicable or anything you want to talk about?
I mean, we can still talk about our normals. Like, is there a best part? Obviously, there is.
Yeah.
We've talked about it enough. Mm-hmm. It's at 323 for those of you who want to go back and look at it. A worst part?
I mean, there can be worst parts, but I don't want to talk bad about any of the models because some of them take me out of it.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. For me, it would be one particular model who I just like don't like for some reason. I just get a bad vibe off her.
Sure.
No okay. reason, no explanation. Just I watch them like, no.
Which is better, song or the video?
Ooh.
I mean, it's
song,
obvious.
Song. No, no. Song's it's better? Not obvious. Song is, yes, because the video is higher high and lower lows, but on average not as good.
Okay. For video.
Me. Yeah. that's fine. I just, because the best part of this video is way better than the best part of the song.
Yeah.
But the overall song to me is better.
The song is so good, though.
Yeah.
Stupidly good. Yeah. Okay. What would we could talk about? What would we change? Would we music video night?
The Bruno Mars? Bruno and the Mars. Models?
I don't know if we
that's
allowed
the model them. That I don't like.
Really?
Yeah, just don't like her at all.
Fair enough.
Douche. She's a douche.
She is.
Don't give away who it is. Like, no appearance.
Yeah, yeah, no. I don't know. I still like her.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so I don't know if we get to say the models.
I mean, either way, with Bruno Mars, yes.
Yeah.
I would music video. And I think he would have a good time.
Yeah, he would.
I think he would have fun with us.
Yeah, he would. All right. Other than that, I mean, we get into our normal nonsense rating.
Okay. I'm going to say, and you're going to get it, two high fives.
Two high fives. Okay.
Two high fives.
All right. I gave it a 5.2. I give it 5 inches.
A strong five?
5 inches.
Oh, my goodness. My two high fives is from their interview they have at each other.
It's really good.
Okay. And your 5 inches is...
How much shorter he is than Miranda Kerr.
All right. Is she 5'10"? Did you look that
yep.
up?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Now, the rating. I am going... I'll go first. I'm pretty comfortable.
Do you want to do your one-sentence summation? Did you come up with
one?
I didn't do that. Oh. I've got four. I got one for you. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah.
Bruno and Miranda sitting in a tree. getting rizzed by a supermodel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that hurt when you fell from heaven?
All of it works for them.
And from the windows to the wall.
you were...
I have like 12 more, but I'm not...
Please.
No, they keep getting worse. Nope. Go. Go.
I was going to say... love don't exist when you live like this.
Okay. Just lyrics from the song.
Just lyrics from the song.
I like it.
Yep. Okay, so my score. I'm writing it right now. I didn't write any of our stuff, so let me do
it. Did not? Shame.
Sorry, I got too caught up in this. Real and a guess. My real score.
My guess for you?
Yep.
7.97.
That's pretty close. I'm an 8.86.
Mm.
8.86. Okay. I think because I don't know what else. We have a lot of live performances that we watch in our rotation.
We do.
I don't know what we're going to get to. And I don't remember what could be better than this or how it's going to strike us.
I don't either.
So, for you, Travis. Wait, you guessed me here. I put it in the wrong spot. 7.97. Travis, for you, I put... I'm actually going to put a 9.1. 9.11. 9.11.
9.11. 8.71.
Okay. 8.71.
And that's crazy how close we are.
Yeah. Less than a point, or less than a...
About a tenth. A little more than a tenth.
Cool. I've got nothing else.
Which has got to be right.
Yeah, I think that's it.
It's got to be high eights.
In music video night, it might go higher.
Well, and to be honest, I was leaving a little bit of room.
just to raise it up?
Just in case.
Yeah, that's fine. But I also think that... I don't know. No, we're going to be into it. There are times where you hit it and we're like, can we just get past these and just watch them touch? Like, just skip.
I disagree because there are a couple of the outfits that are just so sparkly when you're when you're inebriated and they show up in these that just like Swarovski crystals.
Yeah.
It's really fun. and lots of fun.
All right.
And she's one of them.
Now,
yeah.
I can watch her leave. I hope they fired her after this.
She's great when you're in the mood for it. All right.
Cool. That is it.
That's all we have.
One thing I think we're going to do is just not say what we're doing next. We gave you what the season's going to be. This is the first one we recorded. We'll say that, I guess.
Yeah.
And we're just going to leave it in the air because this is our season, Travis, and I'm not going to hold
us
to anything.
We're going to do what we feel. We have a couple guests, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I know we said that last season, but some schedules got in the way, so we're trying to get them in this season.
We had a guest. We had Ray. Ray was on last
season. Yeah, we had a couple others that were supposed to be with us, but couldn't make it. So, so we're just going to play it by ear. I like that idea.
Good, good. It's just a jumble. We're going to just pick as we decide to pick.
But you'll enjoy it because we enjoy them.
Yeah.
These are all videos that we, well, the ones that we picked, videos that we like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we, for the most part, liked all these.
Yeah, I think so. So, should be a fun season. Y'all are in for a treat. I guess that's it.
That's it.
Guys, thanks for listening. Shoot us an email.
Email!
At themusicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, this is the first one we're recording as well. Back, because we skipped a lot of these garbage ones we didn't want to do. We're recording this one. We're going to get back on the TikTok. We'll see about Instagram. It's always up in the air.
That's a jab at me.
And that's it. That's Travis, damn it.
That's Jared. Peace.
Bye.